Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFO encounters and possible brain damage. That's correct, UFO encounters and possible brain damage. I have to tell you, this article, I find it to be a little bit disturbing. It appeared in the New York Post back on December 12, 2021, written by Daniel Sinone. The title says, "A Look Inside People's Brains Who Say They've Had a UFO Encounter." And it starts off here, it says, "A professor has been testing the brains of people who say they've experienced UFO encounters, and these are the symptoms they display." Dr. Gary Nolan, a professor of pathology at Stanford University, that's one of the big ones, who has published more than 300 research articles and holds 40 U.S. patents, has spent the past decade analyzing materials from the alleged unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, or what we call UFOs. Now, this is a serious guy, 300 articles, 40 patents, and for the last 10 years, he's been testing people who claim to have had UFO encounters. It says, speaking to Vice's Motherlord, Nolan opened up about his work and revealed what sparked his interest in UAP. Nolan, who admitted to being an avid reader of science fiction, okay, to me that's a little bit of a passive-aggressive, backhanded way of maybe delegitimizing this guy, but listen, this is a professor at Stanford. He's got 300 research papers under his belt and 40 patents. Nolan, who admitted to being an avid reader of science fiction, said his interest took flight when he reached out to a man named Stephen Greer, who claimed a small skeleton was possibly an alien. Now, I have to inject that Stephen Greer, a medical doctor, I guess, retired ER doctor, he's a little controversial. I've had people reach out to me and say, listen, this guy is getting clear out there in left field with all the TM stuff. It's starting to look a little bit like a cult. I don't really follow him that close, but he is, you know, in the media all the time. He's made some pretty big claims, but I find him interesting, put it that way. So a while back, Stephen Greer was traveling the country with this small, I guess you would say, infantile skeleton that they dug up down in the desert there, what I believe in Peru. And their thought was that maybe this thing was a human-alien hybrid. And they did a bunch of DNA tests on it, which I don't think ever really came back conclusive, but it did come back with some pretty strange stuff. And this is what he gets into. It says, it was eventually revealed that the skeleton was human, as it had a number of mutations in skeleton genes that could potentially explain the biology, Nolan said. Nolan published a paper titled, "Whole Genome Sequence of Atacama Skeleton Shows Novel Mutations Linked with Dysplasia," which led the professor to be contacted by people linked to the CIA and various aeronautics corporations. I find that highly interesting. What the CIA or aeronautics corporations would care about the genome of a skeleton found in the Atacama Desert down there is beyond me, unless they thought that, hey, maybe this thing was either alien or had been exposed to aliens. It says, his involvement with UAP began after he was asked to use his blood analysis instrumentation with cases of pilots who were close to alleged UAPs and horrible brain damage. In other words, these guys had UFO encounters and ended up with horrible brain damage. Doesn't sound like much fun. When asked if he could describe the more abnormal effects on the brains observed with the MRIs, Nolan said, if you've ever looked at an MRI of somebody with multiple sclerosis, there's something called white matter disease. It's scarring. He goes on, he says, it's a big white blob or multiple white blobs scattered throughout the MRI. It's essentially dead tissue where the immune system has attacked the brain. That's probably the closest thing you could come to if you wanted to look at a snapshot from one of these individuals. You can pretty quickly see that there's something wrong. So in other words, they're exposed to this UFO encounter and they have such a reaction to it that their brain actually damages itself by the immune system overreacting. That's what it sounds like. Approximately 100 patients, mostly defense or governmental personnel or people working in the aerospace industry, were analyzed, Nolan told Motherboard. Well, does it sound to you like maybe they've had more than 4 or 5 sightings? 100 people were analyzed. So they go to Capitol Hill and they say, oh, it's space trash. It's nothing more than a drone. a weather balloon. But yet they've got 100 people right off the top that they need to have tested because they've had serious brain damage from these things. Dr. Kit Green studied some of the people from what Nolan called a smorgasbord of patients. You have a smorgasbord of patients, some of whom had heard weird noises buzzing in their head, got sick, etc., Nolan said. A reasonable subset of them had claimed to have seen UAPs, and some claimed to be close to things that got them sick. Ultimately, his team learned the people who they originally thought were damaged had an overconnection of neurons between the head of the caudate and the putamen. The number of people that had this overconnection led to the open question, did coming in contact with whatever it was cause it or not? Well, I don't know. I mean, they were fine before they came in contact with these things, and then afterwards, they have serious brain damage. Nolan said that approximately a quarter of the MRI patients who claimed they had an encounter died from their injuries. Wow, that is really freaky. And the majority were found to have symptoms identical to Havana syndrome, but some people who had seen UAPs didn't have Havana syndrome, instead a wide range of symptoms. Meanwhile, a jaw-dropping NASA report says the organization is not closed to the possibility of extraterrestrial life existing. Well, that sounds like a limited hangout to me. While the report said it had not yet found any credible evidence, it revealed that NASA's science missions were working together with a goal to find unmistakable signs of life beyond Earth. And the report comes as U.S. Congress has passed a landmark defense bill, blah, 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 and they talk about the new X-Files. Yeah. I don't have a lot of hope for disclosure. Excuse me. When you have a study like this that's been going on for 10 years, now think about this. In the last couple, 3 years, we've heard all this talk about Louis Elizondo, Tom DeLonge, Academy to the Stars. They're going to really bring this stuff out and show it to the public, and there's going to be disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. And then you find out that Stanford University, isn't that a big university in California? Yeah. Well, for the last 10 years, they've been studying people, over 100, that have come in contact with UFOs. Most of them are government employees, government pilots, people like that. And guess what? A lot of them got injured really bad. And guess what? Some of them even died. But did any of this come up last year in Rubio's hearings? I don't remember any of this coming up. It's just like with the cattle mutilations or the abductions. They won't cover it. So there is a dark side to this UFO phenomenon. I truly believe this. I disagree with Greer. I don't think that all this is sent here to be helpful. And, you know, we're all just going to sit around sing Kumbaya with the aliens. And that all the bad stuff that we experience is coming from the government. I don't believe that. I'm not sure what all these things are, but I think we have to consider the good with the bad. Anyway, you can find this article on NewYorkPost.com. It's called A Look Inside People's Brains Who Say They Had a UFO Encounter. Very strange. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.